there, it's Toby, and before you get started on this episode, I wanted to tell you about our sponsor, Retropop Relics. Retropop Relics has been creating some of the coolest 3D printed giant video game cartridges. If you visit RetropopRelics.com, you can see a bunch of the cartridges that are already available. You can get Super Smash Bros., Paper Mario, Super Mario World, Pokemon Red, Blue, Yellow, and even Green. These are perfect decorations for your game room. So again, go check out RetropopRelics.com. And if you use the promo code GENIE at checkout, you'll get 10% off. RetropopRelics.com. Enjoy the show.
BadSecretMedia.com.
Gamers, welcome to Secret Levels Podcast. It's time to play a new game. You know what that means.
Oh, yeah!
I'm player one, Tobyzilla.
And I'm player two, Isotope Scoobs.
This is a retro video game review show where we go over the history, the story, the gameplay, some fun facts, and then we go
right into the rage meter. Like, do you want to grab your own Christmas tree and just directly hoop it? So there's only one place to put in the compost, and that's your own butt. Ooh. That's pretty rageful.
Hey, I mean, you know, it's after Christmas now, so that's a good place to store it.
Yeah, if you got enough room up there, put it right into your chimney.
Now, it is after Christmas. We're about to start a new year, but before all that, it is the very end of our special themed month, Goobs. What is our themed month?
Dope-cember. And we're finally bidding it adieu.
Yes, a farewell.
I like a do better. I know you'd like a dude better, but I like a do.
Okay, so this is the last game of this nightmare-filled month.
And we got a nightmare to play.
Ah, did you see what I did there? I was trying to...
You set him up, I knock him
down.
There
you go, that's why we are the A team?
Now we're more like the G team.
We don't even make the lettering scale. We're so bad. Okay, so yes, we played Bart's Nightmare. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna do the stuff. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, so we're gonna do the stuff. Holy fuck, Toby. So after we're done raging, we're going to rate the game normally.
Oh, yeah.
From 1 to 10, because that's what we do around here, because we're the simplest of folks.
We are so simple that we can't even remember the intro, or I can't.
5 times out of 10, you will fuck it up.
That's right. Should we go ahead and just go to sleep and dream about these details?
Yeah, let's sleep together and get into the deets.
Oh, baby.
The deets between the sheets.
We did play Bart's Nightmare. It was released in 1992 in North America and 1993 everywhere else. It was developed by Sculpted Software and published by Acclaim Entertainment.
Good old Acclaim. Busting out most of these games.
Yeah, yeah. They did all of them except the Konami game, the arcade game that we've covered so far, right?
Yeah, there's a strikingly difference between them.
Yes, there is. Now, this game was first released on the Super Nintendo, and that's what we played it for.
So that's the new Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
What about it?
They say it has 16-bit technology, whatever that means.
And then in 1993, it was released on the Sega Mega Drive and the Sega Genesis.
Look for a winning Simpsons video game for every system.
Sadly, no Amiga for Christmas.
No Amiga for this nightmare.
I'm happy they kept it off the plate.
Now, this is a single-player platformer, and Goobs, there's the story.
Oh, I'd love to hear this convoluted piece of shit. It's time for story time with Toby.
Bart has to complete a homework assignment, even if that means staying up all night to finish it. Except, Bart falls asleep 15 minutes into the project. He falls asleep face first into his papers on his desk. As he sleeps, all his homework flies out the window because of the fan. Bart chases after them, but notices something is strange about Springfield. It's almost like Bart has gone into a parallel universe. An eerie wind is blowing. Mailboxes are crawling across the road. Lisa has a magic wand and is flying around.
Fring, fring.
Jebediah Springfield's head is rolling down the street.
Ooh.
Maybe, just maybe, this is all a dream. Or maybe it's a nightmare.
Dun, dun, dun.
If Bart can't collect all 8 of these pages for his homework assignment, he may fail and disappoint his family. I don't... It's... Yeah, that's the story, for the most part.
When's he not disappointed his family? Come on.
Yeah, there's not really, like... I don't know. It's Bart. You wouldn't expect him to want to pass, so that's what's kind of goofy about this game. Whatever.
Well, maybe he can't go away to the theme park or whatever the hell he wants to if he fails.
Or he'll go to the military boot camp thing again.
Yeah, he could definitely do that, too.
I guess we could come up with any reason that why he has to make a good grade on this game, or on this homework assignment. Now, this game could take you 2 to 3 hours to beat, Goobs. Do you know how long it took you to beat?
More than that, Toby.
It took me more than that as well. I had to have a go at this game several times.
As you do.
Because this is a hard one.
It took me a while to complete. Probably about 20 years, give or take.
Dude, no, for real. Like, no joke. I used to play this game all the time as a kid. I used to play the Sega version when I was a kid. And, yeah, I'd never completed it until this go around.
Yeah, it's one of those games that's... I've always played, but never completed.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, speedrun.com has a record set of 16 minutes and 34 seconds.
Damn, that's fast.
Yeah, that's really quick. How about we just go ahead and start talking about the gameplay?
Oh, yeah. Let's just... Oh, shit, sorry. I just fell asleep there. But yeah, let's talk... let's get right into the gameplay.
So there's a lot to this game, and I think this would be a good spot to go ahead and explain that this game is kind of like Virtual Bart.
Very much so.
In the fact that it's just a bunch of mini games.
That's why we booked in this month with those games.
That's right. And here's the thing, though. This one's not like Virtual Bart. Virtual Bart has just a spinning wheel where you get the mini games, right? This has a whole section to find the homework, and you have to jump into it to start the mini games. But sometimes you might search for 20 seconds and find the homework blown around on the street, or sometimes it may take you 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's depends. Crazy sometimes. You're just running around, and you'll start running to your right, like, okay, it's not here, and start running to your left, and you start running back to your right, and it's like, oh my fucking God.
This first part that we're about to talk about is where you're going to spend probably the majority of your time. So get used to the music on this one. So you start this game out and you are on the street and you can hear the wind blowing and you can see like the trees blowing and stuff. That's kind of what's blowing the papers around, the homework. On the screen, you can use the D-pad to move around. You press A to shoot watermelon seeds and B is to jump. Y is to blow bubblegum, and X is to burp.
You know, Bart is ever famous watermelon seed spitting skills. You know, you couldn't
right.
just give
yeah,
the kid
a
fucking
a
slingshot?
Oh, yeah, slingshot would have been good. You could have done, like, a spitball, spitwad or something.
Yeah,
like,
nope.
Yeah.
He's a famous watermelon spitter.
So, yes, each of the things do something different. So the burping will clear enemies off the screen, but you have to find the soda cans. And usually it's some kind of bonus that you get from, like, jumping over the mailboxes.
Yeah.
So Now, you can also use these mailboxes that are, they're enemies. There's a ton of enemies on this area. Just crap is coming at you left and right. So there's these mailboxes that'll start on one side of the street, and they'll crawl at you.
Yeah, they start at the top, they're on their poles, and the poles will duck down to the ground, and then the mailboxes will start flapping their box tongues at you and trying to fucking eat you, as a mailbox does.
Yes, as a mailbox does. A lot of this stuff's real weird, because it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare, so get used to the weirdness.
Yeah, if you're a fucking UPS worker, maybe it's a nightmare. To me, if a mailbox is coming at me, I'm just going to kick it.
You're right.
Or, sorry, spit some watermelon seeds at it.
Now, you want to jump over these mailboxes, because every once in a while, so when you jump over them, normally a little white star comes out of them. But every once in a while, like a question mark will come out of it. And if you go and touch that question mark, it'll give you a hint on which way to go for the homework assignments. So that's pretty helpful. Now, you have a health meter at the top of the screen, and it's got Z's in it. I could not understand the health meter. Did you understand it?
No, I didn't understand it at all.
I know you lose a Z. You lose a Z if you get hit by, like, the mailboxes or the school bus. There's a school bus that drives by every so often. I'm not really sure. I noticed you could collect the Z's if you shot, like, the bubblegum bubbles at them. Because you'll see them floating around the screen. If you shoot your bubblegum at them, you'll get it, I guess?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what I found. You'll get them if you capture them.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Yeah, I didn't really understand how it worked, but there would be less when you got hit by a bus. Now, there is an old lady that's walking the streets.
It fucking reminds me of the Crazy Cat Lady.
Yes, she does look like the Crazy Cat Lady. But if she grabs you, she gives you a kiss.
Yeah, some kisses.
Which slows you down, but she's actually helpful, because Lisa is floating around. And she is a fairy. And if she sprinkles her little fairy dust on top of you, you turn into a froggy. And you cannot do anything but jump. So you can't shoot your watermelon seeds or your bubblegum. You just can jump. And you're kind of slower.
Thank God if I ever turn into a frog, I have Princess Bean here to turn me back to normal. Service to Jenny Bean.
There it is. but if you do turn into the frog and then you see the old, you will eventually turn back into Bart, but if you see the old lady, she can kiss you and turn you back into normal quicker. So she can be, the old lady can be a hazard, but it can also be something that helps you.
Yep. Thanks, now, old lady.
Thanks, old lady. Now Skinner, Principal Skinner is in this game, and he's carrying a nice looking suit. A little kid suit.
Oh, yeah. He wants you to dress up for whatever fucking reason.
Yes. If he touches you, maybe I shouldn't word it like that. If he comes into contact with you, you get dressed up in the suit, and you can no longer do devious things like shoot the watermelon seeds or the bubblegum. You can still jump, but... Yeah, you look cool.
I didn't know
nice
Springfield Elementary had a fucking dress code.
Apparently so. Then you've got some saxophones. Lisa's saxophones are floating around, and you can go get underneath them and jump and hit them and make them go away. But Lisa's saxophone has little music notes coming out of it. If you get touched by those music notes, you will walk backwards. The controls are backwards.
Isn't that a joy?
Yeah, I'm telling you, this whole street level is miserable. It is miserable. There's so much shit you have to avoid. And all you're looking for is these pieces of paper floating around the street. So you'll walk backwards for a little while. It eventually wears off.
If the piece of paper comes when you're walking backwards, good fucking luck.
Yeah, it's really hard to get it. Then you have the Jebediah Springfield heads. They're green, like the statue heads that Bart cuts off in one of the episodes.
Yep.
He's got this. The heads are floating around haunting him still. You can jump over those.
Thank goodness. Yeah, they're too low to hit. He's got to avoid them.
There is a Blinky the Fish. Blinky is just swimming along the sidewalk.
Yeah, it's like a stream for him.
Yeah. So if you jump over him, you get pillows. And these pillows...
Don't bite the pillows.
If you get three of these pillows, they equal a new supply of Z's. So you wanna get... You wanna jump over Blinky when you can, because
you probably wish they were fucking anime pillows. Or like those porn star pillows you were talking about.
Join our Patreon if you want to know what that's about. And then you've got some mud puddles, which I thought was quicksand. Do you know what I'm talking about? The brown thing that's moving around?
Yeah, you can mistake that easily for quicksand.
I looked in the manual. It says that it is a mud puddle.
Don't go crying in the mud.
If you get hit by this puddle...
Another Sheriff's the Jenny Bean there.
If you get hit by this mud puddle... It slows you down a little bit to like a crawl. So if you're wearing the suit when you touch this, it turns you back into your normal
deviant self.
So it's one of those things that'll harm you, but it'll also help you. So whatever.
Seems to be the case with this game.
Right. Now there's Jimbo and the gang. They go, all the bullies are in this little group, and if they come in contact with you, then you have to follow them. You're kind of stuck in their little gang.
Yeah, they can lead you away from where you want to be.
Yes. So it's just something else that like slows you down.
More of a nuisance than anything.
Right. Yeah, 100%. And then you've got the basketball, which the basketball is just bouncing down the street. If you jump over it, it turns into a skateboard. Does it always turn into a skateboard, or does sometimes it just disappear?
I think it does most of the time, unless you have the skateboard already. Sometimes I just avoid everything on screen. Don't jump over anything, because there's too much shit. Because if you jump over one thing, you're bound to hit something else.
It will get really crowded on the screen. You'll have Jebediah's heads, you'll have Fairy Lisa, and then the saxophone coming at you all at the same time, and you'll try to cross the street to get to the other sidewalk, and then the bus will hit you. There's always something.
Sounds like this year in a nutshell.
But yeah, so the basketball will sometimes turn into a skateboard. So if you jump on the skateboard, you can't really move around, but you can jump. And you can like jump over all the enemies. Every time I did it, I died. I fell off the skateboard within like 2 seconds, because even the cracks will make you fall off the skateboard.
Yeah, so it's pretty much don't even fucking bother.
Yeah, it's pointless. Now, it'll get you down the road to look for the homework faster, but it's not worth it.
At what cost, then, Toby? At what cost?
It costs everything.
Sell your soul for a skateboard.
The last enemy that I can think of right now is the walking TV. And this little TV just kind of struts up and down the the street. Say that again?
It's like the family television.
It is the family television. You can shoot it with a seed, and it'll a watermelon seed, and it'll blow up. So
you can also collect more watermelons and shit on these levels too.
Yeah. There's extra watermelons.
And the aforementioned pop can.
Yes, I don't remember how you get the soda cans, but that's
just by jumping over random shit.
Just jump over everything. Just jump over every fucking thing in this game. Now, once you find the homework, this is where the game actually starts. That's all just the bullshit between each level, and it's not fun. Do you think that any of that part's fun?
No, not at all.
Honestly?
It's fucking annoying as all hell.
It is. It really is. So, once you find the homework, again, you'll see it floating down the road. You have to try to jump on it. The wind's blowing it. It constantly is moving. You got to watch out for the bus. You got to watch out for all the enemies and jump on it. It's annoying. Once you do, it drops you.
Jump on it.
Dude, the best part of that song is when they did it on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, fuck,
Fresh
of course.
Prince of Bel-Air.
Carlton dancing to it, man.
And Will. They're both dancing to it. They're trying to win money so they can get back home to Bel Air because they're in Vegas. Anyways, this isn't the Fresh Prince of Bel Air review show.
Oh, look for that in 2022. Prince
of Bel Air show?
Sorry, Bean's sitting next to me, so I just had to. She can't hear the conversation, so I just looked over and mentioned that. She just smiled ear to ear.
Okay, so now once you've jumped on the homework. I almost started singing again. You jump on the homework. It drops you into a room where there's two different doors. Bart is slowly moving forward to two different colored doors. You pick left or right on which one you want to go into.
Anxiety is building. Which door do I choose? The path of life will never be the same again.
Each door has a different color. Now, each color tells you what kind of game you're about to play. So are you ready to talk about these mini games, Goobs?
Oh yeah, it's the core part of the game.
Alright, so the green door is Bartzilla.
One of the most iconic parts of this game, I would say.
The main thing of this game is you need to collect 8 pages to pass the homework. In the Bartzilla stage, there are 2 pages that you can obtain from this.
Some are longer than others. Some give you 2 pages, some give you 1.
Right. This is one of those that gives you 2. So, this one is just Bart is turned into Godzilla, basically. He still has his Bart head.
He's a fucking kaiju.
Yes. You just destroy this town, you're walking forward, and you have laser eyes, fire breath. There's tanks, there's airplanes, there's helicopters.
You can aim in somewhat different directions in the background, foreground, and straight ahead.
Now, there's also a point system on this game, so you do want to destroy as much as you can and not just try to make it to the end, because I found out that the points also count towards your score on the homework at the end of the game.
Yeah, the grade of the paper you get will be higher the higher score you get.
Yes, like, you may get, like, a B+ for getting all 8 pages automatically, but if you have a higher score, then that's how you get a higher, better grade. So, so destroy as much as you can. All kinds of stuff coming at you in this one. There's not really any sound or music in this one.
No. There's a couple of them that have no sound or music.
Yeah.
They have sound effects and stuff, but that just doesn't cut it.
Yeah, there's sound effects, plenty of sound effects, but there's just no music.
Like, part of screeching and shit, the lightning, or the lasers make noises, everything makes noises, but you don't have that soundtrack you want in the background when you're a monster destroying a fucking city.
Right. Yeah, this is no Rampage for Nintendo 64 with the rockin' ass metal soundtrack or something, you know? There's not much to this one. Like I said, you just walk around and you destroy stuff and you try. You need to hit all the tanks and stuff because they will kill you. That way you can keep progressing forward. But eventually you get to a point where a shrink ray like truck pulls up and it shrinks you down and makes you a tiny Bart. Tiny Bartzilla. That'll get you the first page. The second part of this level is you're climbing up a building and there are civilians dropping items through the windows on top of you.
And you'll notice some characters from the TV show in the windows as they're dropping shit on your head.
What was it? Because
notice some characters from the show as they're dropping shit on your head.
I wasn't sure if it was people from the show because I was trying to just make sure I wasn't getting hit. Because as you go up the building, like it starts out as like it's like 6 windows big. And then, like, you go up a little bit, and then it cuts down to 4 windows wide.
Then it gets smaller. Then
it just keeps getting smaller and smaller until it's just, like, you know, 2 windows. Now,
you have Martra flying after you. Mothra, like, Marge is Mothra, pretty much.
Yes. This is the first time I've ever gotten this far in this particular level, so I'd never seen the Marge Thra. So when I saw it, I was like, yes,
it's just that's a awesome. Butterfly or like a moth with Marge's head. It's fucking awesome.
If you get hit by an item or you get hit by Marge Thra, it'll knock you back down, you know, a handful of windows, so you have to climb further back up. Yeah, so it, like I said, the area where you climb up starts getting slimmer, but once you get to the top, you see King Kong Homer.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I think that would be a cool fucking tattoo with, like, the three of them, if you're a big fan of Simpsons and Kaiju or Godzilla.
Oh, yes, that would be super cool. Because they do look really cool. I won't lie. Like, the Bartzilla looks cool. They all three look really cool.
And Homer's pretty simple to get off the top of the tower on this one.
Yeah, all you got to do is touch him.
Yeah.
Like, you just touch him, and then it electrocutes him somehow, and then he shrinks, and he falls off the building, and you get that page of homework. So, then you go back to the streets, the mean streets of Springfield.
Yeah, the homework's, like, dangling on top of, like, the Empire State Building.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's, like, it looks just like King Kong, kind of hanging out there. So
King Dong.
King Dong Homer. All right, so, like I said, you go back to the streets, but we've already touched on the streets enough. Nothing changes. It's the same fucking bullshit there.
Yeah, life in the streets is hard, man, let me tell you. Streets of Springfield.
So we'll go ahead and say that we found another page already, and we'll go through the next door, because, again, it's going to give you two choices every single time. It's the same rinse and repeat pattern. Let's go through the purple door this time.
Good old perp okay? door.
The perp door. This is Bart's Bloodstream, and I guess it's like a germ game.
Very convenient for the time and age we're in.
So you're floating around, and you've got, like, swim trunks on, and you've got the little flippers on your
feet. It's like a swimming game mixed with Dig Dug.
Yes, yes, it's fucking Dig Dug. It's, I mean, without having to dig through
going
the
through,
dirt.
Just swimming around. It's Echo the Dolphin meets Dig Dug.
Two of the worst games you could possibly play.
Hey, I don't mind Dig Dug.
Yeah, Dig Dug's not bad for 10 minutes, and then after that it's like, all right, I'm done. So, we keep saying
Dig Dug. I
heard
you don't even last 10 minutes, so.
Oh, come on now.
That wasn't close.
Oh. Anyways, the goal is to go around to these little germ creatures, and you have this little gun, and you kind of just poke it into them. You just run into them with it.
Yeah, like an air gun. You just, like, poke them with the harpoon end and just blow them up.
Yeah, just like Dig Dug, like we keep referencing.
I like the way these guys look, though. They have, like, little army helmets on and shit, these germs.
Yeah. They're germs that are fighting back. Now, some of them have, like, it looks like they have, like, the bullet things that go across your chest. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. What the fuck are those called? Bullet holders. I don't mean brassieres.
Those are boulder holders.
Yeah, boulder holders. Oh, fuck. I forget what they're called. Oh, well.
You know what we're talking about. Like, Rambo wears them, you know, the machine gun bullets. Anyways, some of them are wearing that. Some of them are wearing these little helmets. And some have spikes on the helmets.
Oh, yeah. And watch out spikes, for them.
Yeah, they'll come charging at you.
Little pricks.
Now, there's different colored ones. There's blue ones that'll kind of chase you around, and then there's green ones that just kind of float around. There's red ones that basically, when you blow them up, they're like a clear-all screen.
Yeah, they just get rid of everything. They're the pow block of your bloodstream.
That's right. Now, they do throw bombs, too, though, so you can't just, like, go up to them, like, because they're chunking little bombs
Proceed
at you.
Proceed with caution.
Yeah. And then there's purple ones, and they move a lot faster than the other ones. What I noticed, I might be wrong on that, but it seemed like they were moving faster. So the more you play on this one, you'll notice that these little Adam characters pop up. What are those Adam guys called? It's the Isotopes.
Yeah, it's the Isotope guy. But he has another name, but I can't remember that right now.
Yeah, so anyways, it's him. He's got, like, the little nuclear symbol, and he's got the cowboy hat, and he makes a noise every time you see him. You got to collect so many of those, and then you get the homework assignment.
Yeah, because the piece of paper is above you, but it's in a force field, so you got to take those in order to get the force field to diminish and go away, and then you can finally get it.
Yeah, And there's no health meter in this one, so it's really, like, difficult to know if you're about to die or not. And I would just die all the time, because, like, sometimes it seemed like you could get hit once or twice, or, like, two or three times, maybe. And then sometimes it was like you get hit once and then you're done.
I believe so this is another one without music as well.
It sure is. There is some background noise, but it's definitely not music. So the next level, because where you go back to the streets afterwards, you find the homework. It may take 20 minutes. It may take 20 seconds. Who fuck knows? All right. The next door we're going through is the blue door. This one is Super Bartman.
Oh, yes. Where you're flying around the skies.
Yes.
This is where you get your slingshot, finally.
Yes.
For better or worse.
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't have sounded too enthusiastic with that, yes. So, this one you do have a health meter, and you start out with 3 lives. And like Goop said, you're flying around, and you do have that slingshot, but it is pathetic, unless you're standing still.
Yeah, you have to hold it down in order to shoot farther, but if not, it's just like, it's like you're pissing in the wind, pretty much.
Yeah, because you're moving forward. That's the best way to describe it, because you're moving forward and shooting these, and it's almost like too realistic.
It just dribbles right out in front of you. Just
yes. It's just better to just keep mashing the button and just keep shooting your slingshot.
Just try to stay above someone. Just keep on dropping it on them.
Yeah, because it's got a really bad arch when how it falls. Now, there's a lot of enemies in this level, too. There's paper airplanes that you got to watch out for. Rockets coming from the bottom of the screen that'll piss you off the entire time. There's crusty balloons. Nelson is on a hang glider. Apu is on a magic carpet. There's just all kinds of shit. A cloud with lightning bolts that chase you.
Yeah, there's shit all over the place here.
Yes,
it's like Barney on a fucking purple elephant.
Yes, so he's one of the bosses. So the bosses
multiple bosses in here.
The first boss is the twin sisters that are in Bart's class. I can't remember their names. But they're in a blimp and they're dropping bombs on you. And then the next boss, after you fight some more of this the random bullshit, the next boss, and they have a little boss health meter that pops up so you can see how much damage they have, which the health meter is so stupid. It's a square, and it's got like a red square inside of it, and the more you hit them, that square gets smaller. It's the worst fucking
boss health meter. Just stick with the classic flashing, man. That's all we need.
Yeah, we need either flashing or give us a fucking health meter that looks similar to ours, you know? Because that's, like, Mega Man does that. The bosses in the Mega Man games get the same fucking health meter, so you kind of know. I don't know. It only makes sense. Irritating. Yeah. So, like you said, Barney on a pink elephant, and he's burping. He's burping at you. Smithers.
Yeah,
you have to fight Smithers
after
twice.
You fly through the fucking green clouds from the power plant.
Yes. Yeah, so you can see the power plant in the background, which is a nice little touch just to, like, really let you know.
It's not as bad as the seaweed from Ninja Turtles, I'll tell you that.
It's pretty close.
it's close.
If it would have lasted any longer, it would have been seaweed level Ninja Turtles kind of bad. But yes, you fly through this little maze of shitty clouds, and you fight Smithers, and he's got this blimp with these missile darts on it.
Yeah, they're big fucking darts you can throw.
Yeah, they're hard to dodge because you move so slow, and those darts are so fucking fast.
Yeah, you're not speedy in this game whatsoever.
No, but when you defeat some of the other enemies throughout throughout the level, you will get, like, one-ups, and you'll get health and stuff like that.
Oh, you can stack more than you have, too. So you start off with so many, you can end up with, like, 4 or 5.
Yeah.
If you don't die.
I know. But
good luck.
I know when you hit Apu, he drops a corn dog or something, so I don't think Apu is one of the enemies.
Are we sure it's not a popsicle?
It's a popsicle or a corn dog. Who knows? So the last boss of this level is Mr. Burns, and he's in a biplane, and he is shooting at you and flying back and forth. He's not hard as long as you keep moving up and down.
I find if you just stay on top of him and just drop your dribble on him, then you're golden.
Yeah.
Just dribble on top of his head.
I just kept moving up and down because there's no time limit on any of these levels. So I would just move all the way to the top, and then he would
fly under me. The only time level is patience.
Yes. Yes. But yeah, it's... This is probably... I'd say this is the easiest one on here. Maybe the germ one.
The bloodstream one is pretty simple. This one's a little more complicated than that.
I still feel like it's pretty up there with that one. I feel like I always died on the Godzilla one, the Bartzilla, just because I wasn't hitting the tanks and shit. Because I was hitting everything else. Because you don't really know, it doesn't tell you what you're doing in any of these. Like, the only reason I know what you're doing in most of these is because of the manual. Other than that, like, as a kid, I had no idea what I was doing in any of these. There's no, like...
Oh, yeah. When you rented this game the first time, like, if you didn't have the manual that came with it, you're like, what the fuck is going on? So you're just trial and error, just fucking figure it out.
Right, yeah. And again, like, you would have no idea with the germ thing... Like, oh, that's what you're supposed to do? Like, you'd have to just get lucky and be like, oh, okay, I poked this germ thing, and then all of it. All of it's like that.
That's okay. How I go into most of the games that we play now. I just go in completely blind if I haven't played it before. I don't look at the manual, I'll just see, okay, is it easy for me to pick up and play?
That's exactly what I do, and I usually read the manual afterwards, and that's what I did this time. Luckily, I've played this game enough that I kind of had an idea of what to do. Like you said, we've played this on and off for 20 some odd years or whatever. So, anyways, so the next door is the yellow door. This is the itchy and scratchy level. I fucking hate this level.
No, this is almost a game breaker for me. If anything else got you frustrated throughout this, this will definitely get you frustrated.
Yes. And what sucks is there's two different parts of this. You have to play this yellow door twice.
Yes.
Because the first level, you would think this would be the most fun level, too. Like, just looking at it, because Itchy and Scratchy are running at you, and they're hitting you with mallets. Now, you have a mallet, and you hit them back.
Oh, good luck doing that.
the hitbox is really wonky. Really wonky. Yeah?
Oh, it's more than wonky. It's almost fucking impossible, Toby. To hit someone.
Yeah.
I found it, at least.
No, it is. It is. You have to hit them at a weird angle, especially with the mallet. The mallet's the fucking worst. Now, every time you hit them, they come back with different weapons. So they start out with the mallets, then one of them comes back with a rocket launcher and starts shooting rockets at you.
Yeah, they're taking turns coming at you from both sides. So, like, in the mouth and the ass.
You got Chinese finger trap.
Yeah, this is not a fun one. This is not a pig roast I want to go back to.
Then one of them comes out with the flamethrower, so you're just getting tag-teamed. Now, after you defeat them, you're making your way through the Simpsons house. The phone explodes as you walk past it. There's a picture of Marge on the wall. Her eyes fall out of it, and they, like, the eyes will hurt you. There's vacuums that are, like, shooting fire. There's multiple vacuums, and they keep coming at you.
Oh, they're evil bastards, man.
Yeah,
the Roomba was bad.
The lamp is throwing fucking light bulbs at you. Yeah, everything in this fucking house is trying to kill you. But you do pick up a fire extinguisher looking backpack gun, and you defeat everything in there. Then you end up going upstairs, and you're fighting more of the same itchy and scratchy like characters with mallets, more vacuums, and I guess you're in the attic in this level.
Yeah, you go to the basement eventually.
Once you get into the attic, you'll get a plunger gun. And, again, more of the itchy and scratchy enemies. Really, you're pretty much out of different, like... variations already. Yeah. It's just the same thing. But now you go to the kitchen after you're done in the attic. The only difference is now Itchy and Scratchy have on chef outfits.
Yeah, they're still running around trying to kill you.
Yeah.
Giant knives and shit. Like, I mean, giant knives.
Yes.
Sephiroth, watch out, man. These people have your number.
So there is an oven in this stage, and it's shooting fire at you. I think there's the refrigerator, and it's dropping Coke cans or some kind of soda cans. It's just really repetitive. Like, all it is just Itchy and Scratchy, and you have to defeat them all.
Yeah, they're just running frantic all around. They're hard to hit, and they're coming in massively fast and going to rip your ass apart at the seams.
Once you have that plunger gun, it's a little bit easier.
Yeah, you got some range weapon there.
Yeah, you don't have to hit them at that wonky-ass angle with the mallet. Now, this is where it sucks, because you get your piece of homework, you collect it, then you have to find another piece of homework floating around on the streets, and then you can do the second yellow door again.
And you have to know that you have to go back through the yellow door.
Yes, yes. So, again, this is more of the same with the vacuums. You're in the Simpsons house. This time, Itchy and Scratchy are appearing in, like, doorways and windows, but they're huge.
Yeah,
they're
giant. See their eyes looking through the doors.
Yeah, one of them has the cat. His tongue, like, rolls out through the doorway and it hits you. Now, you do have a health meter in this one.
Sandpaper. Yummy.
You eventually end up back in the kitchen, and you can pick up the mallet again, but I don't suggest that. Just keep that plunger gun if you have it still. Because once you die, you will lose your
That's pretty that? Fire sinister is pretty handy for the end of this level.
Yeah. So, if you've got the plunger gun or whatever you got, if you die, you start back over with the mallet. So, don't die. Be good. So, there's no oven in the kitchen this time, but there is a sink, and there's little soapy bubble monsters that, like, grab you, and they make you float up. So, you kind of... It allows Itchy and Scratchy to run onto the screen and maybe hit you. So it sucks.
Like that scene from Willy Wonka where they're burping and flying up.
Then the next part is the hallway. It's more of the same chaos. And then you get to the basement. You finally get to the basement.
And it's like you're playing fucking Home Alone all over again.
Yeah.
Thank fucking God really it's Christmas. Is.
It worked out. There's laundry machines, workbenches, and all kinds of stuff. Again, more of the exact same, like Itchy and Scratchy with mallets or whatever. The same thing. Nothing new.
Thank God no spiders or bats.
No shit. That would have been awful. But you still got more of the vacuums. I don't know how many vacuums this fucking The Simpsons have at their house, but apparently they've got like 100. The boss of this level, for whatever reason, is the furnace.
And the furnace is a fucking... takes a long time to beat. You just have to keep on blowing them out.
Yeah. So, you gotta use that fire extinguisher and kill it, and... then you get your fucking page.
Here I go, turn the page. That's a deep cut there.
Next, you go find your homework again on the streets. The orange door. This is my least favorite out of this entire fucking game. Never could understand it. Hate this one. Hate this one. This is the Indiana Jones one.
Again, all groans.
Yeah. So, it's... It's
brutal.
Four?
It's pretty much here, I'll try to explain it the best I can, Toby.
Okay.
You got four pillars. There's different colors that you got. And you jump onto one. Either one raises or one lowers or multiple raise or lower. So you can jump across, but all the time, the level's constantly changing. And there's Maggie's on the wall. They're shooting shit at you. And there's like little devil dudes. They're fucking shit up in your way. But if you make... the wrong step, you go back to a low level one, which you can get blocked and have to do, it will just drop out from right underneath you, and it's infuriating beyond all means.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's two different devils. There's a blue one and a green one. I don't know if one's faster or one does something different, but they're bastards. And you do have the whip, so you can whip them and get rid of them. There is the pterodactyl eggs. You need to get one of those eggs.
Oh, yes.
And you have to be quick enough, because if you don't, the fucking pterodactyl swoops down and gets them.
It's pretty much a bird. Hate it.
Now there's one thing that kept throwing me off, and I wasn't sure what it was at first, but there was a bullet that kept shooting at me randomly.
That's from the back finally, wall.
Yes, finally I realized it's Maggie. So there's like a hieroglyphic of Maggie on the background, and she's got the pacifier in her mouth. But when you get to a certain point and walk past her, or jump past her, because you're going from those pillars, the pacifier shoots at you. So when you see Maggie in the background, it takes up the entire screen. You can't miss it. Yeah, you're about to get a damn pacifier shot at you like a bullet. Now, you have to get the egg to the end of the level. It's very Indiana Jones, like, you know, switching the treasure kind of thing.
For the sandbag.
Yeah, so you're doing that. Now, man, here's the problem. You have to do this twice.
Yeah, isn't that a lot of fun?
Yes, but you'll get the last two pages that you need, so you'll get all eight pages.
This one gets pretty annoying.
Yes, just because, like, the uncertainty of, like, is that fucking pillar going to fall out from underneath me? It's just annoying. It's not hard. It's just annoying.
If you try to go too fast, you're just going to fuck yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. So you got to go slow, and you got to look to see, like, which pillar looks lower or higher.
I got extremely frustrated during this one. I just tried to just go for it, and that does not work out. So don't do that. Don't be a goobs.
That's what I try to do every day. I wake up every morning and say, don't be goobs.
Oh, you wish you were half the man I am.
I am half the man you are?
No, you're pretty much close to the same weight as me, asshole.
Damn it. Anyway, so...
And you're shorter.
And I'm a little shorter. Okay, so yeah, you'll get all eight pages. That particular level sucks a
big penis. Bag of dongs.
Now, again, like I was saying earlier, depending on the scores that you get, the enemies that you kill throughout the games, you'll get a different score. If you complete all these and you end up with all eight pages and a really high score, you'll get the best possible ending that you can get, which is the family standing around looking at your A+ on the homework.
Congratulations.
And they're all smiling. Like, that's the best ending. You know what the worst ending is? You get like an F on the paper, and everyone's standing around the refrigerator looking at it with you, and they look angry.
So just like real life.
Always disappointing. There's not like a cutscene or anything, and it was really kind of disappointing. I was like, really? Like, this is the same thing as
they could have shown Bart going off to Camp Krusty or something, even though we know that didn't turn out as great as he wanted. But yeah, they could have showed him like something.
Anything.
Or going to military school, like you mentioned, like him going somewhere good or somewhere bad.
It's so weird to me that the best outcome and the worst outcome are the same, except they have smiles or frowns on their face looking at Bart, you know?
At least they don't have Microsoft paint fucking X's on their eyes.
Like the arcade game? Oh my gosh. So, anyways, if you get all eight pages, and again, if you only get six pages... And the score, whatever your score is, you'll get like a C+ or a B+ or whatever you get. So I think if you get all eight pages, you automatically get like a B or a B+ or something like that. So it just really depends on your score after that. Goobs, let's talk about the music real quick.
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, man.
So, on the music, I don't think there was anything special, but I feel like that street level sounds so much like Toe Jam and Earl.
It kind of really does. I never thought about that until you mentioned that.
It's kind of got like a little whistle, and like it just sounds like something that would be on Toe Jam and Earl.
That's where I always remember the Hey Man thing, but I didn't hear that this time. So, like, is that from this game or from fucking another Simpsons game?
I think it's in this game, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty damn sure. Because I always remember, like, when you're almost down, like after a couple of the whistling things, I'm like, hey, man.
I don't think it's in the music.
I remember being in a song. Maybe I was just adding that in there when I was a child and just like fucking.
I know for a fact that there's a Hey Man like sound effect that Bart says. But yeah, it's not in the music.
I remember being a part of the music, but that's just me. Mandela now, myself.
Here's one of the cool things though about that music, and it's only on the street level. When you're close to death, when you're almost out of Ziggy's, the music gets all like weird.
It gets all wonky because you're starting to wake up from your dream or nightmare.
Yeah, but so does the screen. Like it loses color and stuff, and it just gets real weird.
Yeah, it gets all white around the edges.
Yeah, so the music changes and it's kind of wonky for a second. Other than that, like, those are the two songs that, and again, you're spending a lot of time on the streets.
Yeah, damn right, dog.
But really, other than that, like, nothing was really worth talking about. Maybe the Bartman, the flying around level was kind of cool. But for the most part, like, the Godzilla one didn't have music.
Yeah, Bloodstream had no music.
Yeah, it was really weird. They had sound effects, and the sound effects were good.
Sound effects were decent, but yeah, just the lack of music on some of the levels and the non-rememberable music from the rest of the other minigames that you play.
Yeah.
I found the itchy and scratchy one to be like, might as well be a non-assistant because it was just fucking annoying.
I did like all the voiceover stuff. There was quite a few like sound bites.
Oh, they got the voices in there, which is nice.
Right.
Right.
What did you think of the graphics?
Just like any other Simpsons game. Looks like the Simpsons, especially for that era. So we've been playing a lot of them this month, 4 in total. So this one's like not as good as the Simpsons arcade game graphics, but it's still decent.
No, it definitely fits in with all these other acclaimed Simpsons games.
Oh, totally. I love Marjorie. I love Marjorie and King Kong Homer. Like, those were great.
Well, even Bartzilla's really cool.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You know, like.
And, like, all the airplanes and everything, too. Like, I can't really shit on the sprites on this game too much. Or the graphics either. Like, I wish they could have changed up the main street level a little bit. Besides making it harder as the further you go on, but. Yeah, it's neither here or there.
Yeah.
Graphics are decent for its time.
I think they're fine. I think what I appreciate about this game is that there's plenty of cameos from other characters. You know, you got Principal Skinner. You don't get as many as Virtual Bart, but I still feel like you get quite a few. So, I think that's nice. I like that.
Yeah, it's not game breaking, the graphics. So you don't have to worry about that. It's the actual gameplay that's kind of game-breaking. Speaking of game-breaking, Toby, man, I've got a new job.
Oh, yeah? What are you doing now?
Oh, I'm a minor.
A minor? Like, you're underage?
No, I'm not underage. I'm fucking too old for that. I'm digging holes.
Oh,
I'm looking for gold
and
gold and coal. And work at the paper mill on the side, too, grading people's homework on the side. I have a lot of new jobs.
Oh, yeah, that sounds cool.
Well, I got to go dig some holes right now and try to get some new coal.
Oh. Okay, well.
So I've been working in the coal mine, going down, down, down.
Oh. Oh. Well, I was going to make another Devo.
That's not a Devo joke, but anyways.
Wait, who does that song?
I don't know. It's some old fucking like 60s band. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down.
Hold on.
That's not Devo.
Yes, Devo. Yes.
Well, they did a cover of it then?
Yes. Motherfucker, tell me I'm wrong. In fact, this was in the movie Heavy Metal.
Devo did That's not write this song. It's got to be a cover.
It's probably a cover.
Well, I guess you can do another Devo. Well, I guess I better go whip it then.
Yeah, you better go whip it, telling me I'm wrong. Get it. Go dig your holes. I'll keep the podcast going until you get back.
Oh. Lee Dorsey did the original, cocksucker.
Oh. Well, get out of here. I don't care about your facts. There's only
the fun only facts kind of goobs. Fuck you, Toby.
Yeah, just go. Go to work. Go to work.
Off to work I go, digging the holes I hole.
He wears me out. Like I'm so tired. He just wears me out. I think I'm gonna take a nap. Good thing there's this blue pillow right here I can fluff. All right, I'm gonna get it nice and fluffy and.
Ooh, you're such a good fluffer, Toby.
Oh, no, no.
You can fluff me long time. Ooh.
Oh my gosh, this isn't a pillow. This is the Goobs Genie. Goobs Genie.
Ooh, that's my ball sack.
Oh, that was disgusting. I need hand sanitizer Girthy. So bad. Ugh. Goobs Genie, how are you doing?
Ooh, I'm doing a lot better now, Toby. Ooh. Always happy to see your baby blues. Ooh. Little,
I was
little genie in your eyes.
I was planning on taking a nap, but since you're here,
ooh, I'll be a little spoon.
No, 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 no. We were talking about Bart's Nightmare, a Super Nintendo game that we played. Do you happen to have any cheats for this game?
Ooh, they're few and far between. I got something that probably won't help you.
I'm not surprised, but go ahead
it's
and tell
a view
me.
Of something you used to love to do, so I'm gonna give it to you anyways. Ooh, I'll give it to you always. Ooh.
Ugh, come on now.
To get Bart to ride a skateboard, jump over a basketball. Ooh, in the main area. You can find papers faster this way. Ooh, but you didn't know that, Toby. Ooh.
No, I did know that. We already talked about
ooh,
that.
Ooh, but you like skateboarding. Ooh, I can't always have a good one each week. Ooh.
You know what? This is my nightmare, is that you aren't giving me a cheat that's actually valuable. I just want you to go to sleep and go away.
Ooh, so. You tried to put me to sleep by putting the pillow over my face before, but it only turns me on. Ooh.
Nope, I'm going to smother you out. Smother you away.
Ooh, I like it. Ooh, harder, Toby.
Ooh. Dissipate! Go away!
Genie came! Ooh, genie gone!
Anyways. Well, I guess I don't have a pillow now, so I guess I'm not going to take a nap. Stupid Goobs Genie. I don't know why. He always does this to me. Like, I'm about to do something different, like take a nap. Then he comes in, and he just fucking ruins everything.
Like, are you, like, having some sort of weird affair or something? Like, what the hell is... Every week you're talking about... This person comes in my room. This person does this, that.
Oh, it was my cat. I got a new kitten. Do you want to hear some fun facts?
Yeah, Goobs Jr. It's time for fun facts with Toby. Pring!
Welcome to Fun Facts. This is the segment that Goobs loves more than anything.
Oh, no, I got new headphones. Okay, go.
How much is this game?
This is the game show where Goobs.
That's me.
Is gonna try He's to guess the price that. Of this game.
You scared the shit out of her.
Who did I scare?
Jen!
She could hear that?
Oh, yes, yeah, she could. You fucking scream.
Oh, that's great. All right, so Goobs has got the $5 window. He could be within $5 of the price of this game. We're going to discuss how much it costs. Goobs, are you ready?
I am ready. Ready as Goobs.
All right, we are talking the Super Nintendo Loosey Goosey, just the cartridge. Super Nintendo cartridge. How much does it go for, Loose?
I'm going to go for $19.
Damn, that was a pretty good guess right off the bat. 19, it goes for $17. Okay. So, you got that one. Now, Goobs, we're going to be talking closed-in box. That means you get the cardboard box that the game came in, you get the manual, and you get the cartridge. How much does this go for closed-in box?
It'll go for $39.
Well, you're a little bit off on that one because this goes for $65 closed in box.
Let's quit the jump.
Fight the jump. Now, I want to go ahead and do the Sega version because we're not going to come back to this one.
No,
so might as well
knock out
the Sega version.
So we might as well get it done.
Yeah, because these games are basically the same. The Sega version, a loose cartridge of the Sega version. How much does it go for?
I'm going to say $15 for this one.
Damn near on the money. This one goes for $14 loose.
And now, I'll go for $30 for the clam.
You're going $30 because this is closed in box. That means you get that nice, sexy, smooth, hard clam case.
Everyone loves the clam.
Oh,
Elizabeth, get the clam ready.
And it's got the manual and the cartridge. What did you say?
Sorry, I said $30.
We both got a little frisky there, huh?
Yeah.
$30 is on the money. It goes for $30.
Nice.
Good job, Goobs.
3 out of 4.
Yeah, ain't bad. Ain't bad.
Don't be sick. 3 out of 4 ain't bad. Thanks, Meatloaf.
Okay, so some other fun facts, which I didn't write down a bunch of other fun facts, but I did a lot of comparing between the Sega and Super Nintendo version because I was curious on what the differences were. Now, there's a lot of color differences, okay? A lot of color differences.
Oh, shit,
you're
gonna start going
that.
Off a blue shirt Bart again?
No blue shirt Bart. Also, there are some different transition effects that are slightly different, so like... when Bart falls asleep, the little cutscene at the very beginning, when his paperwork flies out the window, on the Super Nintendo, it has a fading effect, so it fades. On the Sega version, it's really clunky looking. It looks like blinds opening or shutting, like the bars across.
Yeah.
It's got one of those kind of weird transition. It just looks real chunky. It doesn't... I don't know. It's just clunky. Real clunky. Some of the other color issues that I saw was like Lisa, when she's the fairy, doesn't look yellow in the Sega version. She almost looks like a light brownish color. So that's kind of weird. The wall in the background on the street is purple on the Super Nintendo version, but it's pink in the Sega version. The fail screen has more animation on the Sega version than it does on the Super Nintendo version. So, like, if you get an F or whatever, like, Homer's mouth is moving and, like, you know, everyone's kind of, like,
yeah,
making different faces. Yeah, they look more pissed in the Sega version. But it could have also had to do with the scores. So, it may be exactly the same and I'm just bitching about nothing. Sega has cooler transitions into the minigames. So, like we were talking about how Bart drops and you have to pick one of the doors left or right, and you have to pick quick. You can't, like, sit around and think about it because Bart's walking forward.
Yeah, it's like perfection. It gives you that kind of anxiety. Like, oh, shit, which door?
Yes. So, on the Super Nintendo, the little cutscene after you pick a door just shows the corner of the door and it opens up, right? On the Sega version, it looks like the door opens up and Bart falls through it, and the door spins away from the screen. So it just looks a lot better on the Sega like that. Honestly, If I had to say, I would think that the Super Nintendo version looks and plays a little better, but the Sega does have that really nice transition for the mini games.
Yeah, I could see that.
Some of the other little things I noticed were like the red germs in the Bloodstream level look more orange on the Sega. The Super Bart level, the clouds are translucent on the Sega version. Like, you can kind of actually see through them. And they're a little more solid white on the Super Nintendo version. And the your lives and your health meter and, like, the boss health meter are in different places for some reason on that level. And then the Indiana Jones level, the Sega version, the background with, like, the Maggie hieroglyphic is green. And on the Super Nintendo, it's blue. So that's it. Just color differences for the most part. And a
welcome
few transition
to Fun
things.
Color Facts with Toby.
We covered so much other, like, goofy fun facts in the other episodes. I figured I was done with Simpson fun facts for now. So
I think we're done with the Simpsons for now.
Yeah, for a good while. We don't have to touch a Simpsons
until
game.
Until I make you play Bart vs. Space Mutants, the game you're afraid of.
I do fear it a little bit. But Goobs, that's it for fun facts. I don't have anything else. What do we do after fun facts? I forget.
Oh, I don't know. There's only one thing to say. It's time to motherfucking rage.
Oh, come on!
This is the Rage Meter. We're going to rate this on a 1 to 10 on how pissed off this game makes us. 1 being it's it doesn't really make you that mad. 10 being it fucking infuriates. How do you say that word?
Infuriates?
Infuriates. Yeah, that word. Goobs, how mad will it make you?
Make you so mad you want to go to Niagara Falls. Like, because we're allowed to go there, I guess. But, like, when it's all frozen over and just, like, strip naked, slide right down the ice and go right off the falls while they're all covered in ice and hit the jagged fucking spikes at the bottom.
Jesus.
Fucking rageful. People survive going over the falls, man.
Oh, man.
People have survived.
Didn't they do it, like, in a barrel?
One person did it without. They just kind of fell over and went down.
Intentionally?
I think they were drunk.
Oh, that sounds kind of rageful. Speaking of rage, we're doing the Rage Meter. Okay, we flipped a coin off mic. Goobs doesn't believe me, but I won the coin toss.
No, you fake it every time. I heard that about you in bed.
Shut up. Anyways,
you said
I won the coin toss.
A warm pudding next to your bed.
Gross. That's so gross. Okay, so I'm going to rage first. Goobs, I've got a lot of stuff that makes me mad about this game. And I think all of it has to do with that fucking street level. It is so annoying. I wish that it just had the spinny wheel like Virtual Bart. This is such a bitch because you will lose all your lives because of this, of just trying to walk up the road looking for a fucking piece of paper. There's no, like, indication of where you're at. There's no map. So you're just walking as far as you can one direction, and you're like, what? Am I ever going to find it? You don't know if the road, like, loops around or something. It's just continuous, and it's long, and it's stupid.
The long and winding road.
It's so miserable. Like, you try to cross the road to avoid fucking enemies, and then you get hit by the bus. There's just so many little things. There's so much in that first little part. It's so, so bad. And then the mini games aren't terrible, but really, when you look at it, there's only 5. And out of the 5, there's 2 of them that I fucking hate. I hate the itchy and scratchy level. The fucking mallet doesn't hit where you want it to. It's terrible. The hit detection is just god-awful. The Indiana Jones Temple of Maggie, or whatever the level's called, is terrible. It's not fun. I feel like it's more of a chance game than it is actually, like, talent. I'm sure there's a way to make it to do it correctly, but I don't ever know how to do it, and I always fuck it up. Hate those two levels so much. Bartman, where you're flying around, it'd be nice if the slingshot was a little fucking better, because it is a video game. Like you said earlier, it's like pissing in the wind. Like, you're shooting it 100%. Forward. You're just dribbling. I'm surprised if you're moving forward, that the slingshot, whatever you're slingshotting, doesn't come back and hit you and cause damage, because that's just how big of a bitch this game is. Bartzilla, I kind of wish it was easier to tell, like, what you were hitting and stuff. I don't think it's that bad now that I know how to do it. It's just... yeah, it is what it is. Yeah, and without a manual, like, it's... Some of the stuff is, like, confusing on what the fuck you're supposed to be doing. Like, the Bart's bloodstream, the germs. What's that?
You said, who's Emmanuel?
I didn't say Emmanuel. I said manual.
You said manual.
I'm going to punch you in the throat, motherfucker. You know what? You just made my rage go up another fucking notch. I'm giving this a 9 now. It was going to be an 8.
That's our Who's Lucy. Who's Emmanuel?
Fuck you. I'm giving it an 8, just because that fucking street level pisses me off so much. And then, again, there's one or two mini games I didn't like, but you're not going to like them all. I know that. That's fine. But that fucking street level just drags on and on and on, and you spend so much time there. You know what? It would have been a little bit better if it would change a little bit. Like, maybe you're on the street the first time. The second time, you're at the school. The third time, you're... You know, they could have done something.
At the power plant.
Yes, any fucking thing.
Or at the mall. There's different locales you could choose.
Yes, just the fucking same street with the same fucking... And you could have broken up some of those fucking enemies that you're getting bombarded with on the different levels. Like, maybe after you get one of the homework pages...
Sounds like you're walking down the Boulevard of Broken Dreams, Toby.
I just...
You've been down this road,
there's
the
no
only
point
road
trying
that you've ever
this
known.
Game, but, yeah, go ahead. I gave him an 8. What do you got on the rage meter?
I fucking hate going second because you take all my shit, you fucking ass looker.
Yeah.
I like how you admit it. But yeah, no, it's this game gets very trying on your patience. You want to enjoy it because it's a Simpsons game and you have so much fun with Virtual Bart. And like, we've had fun with a lot of games somewhat this month. But this one kind of got on my nerves just a little bit more than the others. And this is the one... This has taken me the longest to defeat in my lifetime. Finally did it. Not proud to say that, because it's taken me some time and a little bit of my soul is lost in this game. Maybe I'll find it down the street in a piece of paper. I'll jump on it. And try to go through a door and hopefully get my soul back. But, yeah, I don't care if my parents are going to be disappointed in this. I'm probably going to give this game a D. Because, that's all I care to get in this game, is get a D and get the fuck out. Just try to beat it as fast as you can.
Yeah, but you like the D.
Not as much as you do, my friend.
Whatever.
Yeah. But, it's the street level, like you said, it's kind of like the street level from Nightmare on Elm Street. Just pointless and fucking there to drive you insane.
Oh, yeah. Good comparison. Yeah.
Because that will definitely happen, and there's more enemies and shit that get, after you defeat a door, gets harder and harder and harder, so the streak gets longer and longer and longer. And if you're not going the right direction, the paperwork's flowing, then guess what? You're going to be there for quite some fucking time. You can spend upwards on 2 hours between your playthrough and going through doors and everything like that. You can spend up to 2 hours on the fucking road. That's it, like, that's no joke. You'll be totally frustrated by the end of that, then you get into some of the levels, itchy and scratchy, can fucking suck a dong, dude. Can fucking suck King Kong fucking dong of Homer. It's so bad. Like, it sucks. Like, I don't want to play the itchy and scratchy game ever after playing this little thing. I've never played the itchy and scratchy game. Now I don't want to touch it at all. Just after this experience. Like, I can only imagine if you played this and then saw the itchy and scratchy game, like, no, I'm not touching that. Like, it's like something hurt you as a child. Like, no, I don't want nothing to do with that thing. Get the fuck away from me. And that's how I feel about that. But yeah, the other minigames, like the blood one's not bad. The flying level's not bad. And, the Indiana Jones. Just falling through. You're halfway through the fucking thing. You're going to get your last piece of paperwork and you just fall right through on something fucking stupid. Makes no fucking sense to me. I'm giving it an 8.5.
Okay. Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
No, it's frustrating as all fuck.
No, it's frustrating, and I'm saying that's fair, like, to give it that high.
You touched on most of the things before, but, like, so I'm not going to rage on too much, but it's, yeah, 8.5. Yeah. Fuck it, 9. I got frustrated during this.
Okay,
I truly did. Like, one time I seriously spent 35 minutes looking for a piece of fucking paper, Toby.
Yes. Oh, I know. That's what took up most of my
time. That's the worst fucking part. Like, you can be as good as the games as you want to be, as you can be, but as long as that paperwork doesn't show up, the RNG just keeps fucking you in the A. It's it's not a good 100%. Day.
No, not at all.
This was a hard day at the office, folks. It was a hard day at the office.
So, Goobs, let's go ahead and dream on into the rating of this game.
Dream until your dream comes true.
we didn't reach our music quota for this episode.
I think we might have. I had quite a few snuck in there.
Okay, so we are going to give it a rating of 1 to 10. 1 being it's a terrible game, no one should ever play it. 10 being it's the best game we've ever played in our whole fucking lives. Goobs, you get to go first on this because I went first on the rage meter.
Okay, so this is not the Simpsons games you call home to your friends and family about. Like, hey, you gotta play this game, you gotta play this game. This game is okay, it's subpar at best, just like the music that's involved in it. If there's music at all. The sound effects are good. Quite enjoyed those, yeah. But you cannot fuck with the music on this game. Like, the street level gets repetitive really fast when you're stuck in that time loop there. The minigame music, if there is any, it's okay. Sound effects are the best part of it. Get those little sound clips in there. Those are a lot of fun. You gotta enjoy it. Every time you hear a Simpsons character, you're kind of just like, yay, woo! That's a plus one for the win there. But for gameplay-wise, like, finding a piece of paper that takes so long, what the fuck are you doing to us, man? Like, we played Virtual Bart, just have it kind of like that, just random setup, and just go on. But yeah, they don't give it to us that easy here. We have to work for what we get here, and that's what you gotta do during every level of this game. You gotta work for what you get, and you can get graded at the end of the game for it, so some of the levels are a lot more forgiving than others. I'm looking at you, Indiana Jones level, you fucking cocksucker. And I wish they just added a little bit more different levels here instead of going back and playing two levels at the same time to get the piece of paper from it.
Yeah.
So there's not really much to say that we haven't discussed, so I'm just going to lay it on the line here. I'm giving it a 5.
Okay.
4.5.
Okay. So, yeah, we've talked about it so much. I hate the street level. The street level could have just been, like, its own level to find a piece of paper.
Yeah, they could have done that.
One of the pieces of paper.
But they didn't.
Like, but to keep coming back to it was so obnoxious, and you waste, like, it made the game unnecessarily long because of that. And I don't know if that's what they were doing, if that was the goal, was to just add some time to the game, so it, whatever reason, it just took up way too much time of the game, keep going back to that. Like you said, the Virtual Bart, I like how there was no, it was just a spinny wheel, and like, you landed on something, and you could play the mini game. Like, this one, and back to Virtual Bart, they also had a practice mode, where you could just play the mini game.
That would have been super
like,
nice.
You didn't have to play them, or whatever, so like, if there's one of these mini games that you liked, you had to get lucky to play it, you know? There's no level select that I know of, and that's kind of sucks because, like, if you do just want to play, like, the Bartman or the Bartzilla, like, you can't. You have to play the game until you find.
Until you hopefully get that door. Because you could get
What's
the
that?
Worst. Well, if Like, the doors are just random, so you could get the worst door. Like, two doors that you're not good at.
Yes.
So then you're gonna fucking lose automatically if you're not good at them, and then go through the whole fucking shebang again.
Right. And that's the other thing. If you lose, then guess what? You don't get to just, like, continue and retry. You go back to the street level, and then... So you don't get to practice like you do in Virtual Bart. You just... It's just miserable. The street level is miserable. It just makes the game not fun. The mini games are fine. There's only, what I say, five? It's not a lot. I don't think there's too many more in Virtual Bart. But that itchy and scratchy level is so bad. It's just so wonky and it's so chaotic. It's not fun. The Indiana Jones one, it's not bad. I'm sure there's people that are like, it's not that bad. Y'all are being babies about it. But it's just annoying.
Well, give me a bottle then, bitch, because I'm upset about it.
I'm upset about it too, but I'm just saying I think it's just super annoying. Like, I don't like that level. Everything else is fine. I can play it. I feel like Virtual Bart had more variety of stuff because, like, they had the driving level, like the Mad Max level in that one. They had the tomato level where you're throwing stuff. But, like, this is all pretty much, like, platformy, kind of, in a way, you know? It's all, I don't know, it's just, I feel like there wasn't a lot of variety like the Virtual Bart. And I think overall, Virtual Bart's just better than this game.
See, I originally had more fond memories of this game than Virtual Bart.
Yeah, me too. I played this game way more, and I don't know if it's just because I own this one and I rented the other one. I don't know why that is, but I definitely remember playing this one more and never getting that far. Like, I think the most I ever got as a little kiddo was like three pieces of paper. So, whatever.
The only three paper I've had is the one I fucking smoke, man.
Say that again?
The only three paper I like is the one I smoke. Three papers, three paper, like fucking weed smoking joke, man. Come on.
Come on now. Squeaky clean here.
Yeah, you don't live that life.
The music.
I'm on the
I
streets
like the
with my three papes, dog.
I feel like the music was not super good. I do like the Toe Jam and Earl music because that's what it reminded me of. Made me want to go play Toe Jam and Earl. We did review that. Go check out that review. Dude, I think I'm just giving this a 4.5 as well. I don't think it's worth really playing. I mean, it's fine for what it is, but I think it's a one-time play.
To try it out.
I don't think I will ever play this game again. Ever.
I'm sure I'll get fucked up and try it again one time in my life. I'll get too high and like I'll forget, like, oh man, let's play this game. Why did I do this?
There's just not a mini game on here that I would be specifically excited to play again.
Well, the Godzilla one for sure for me. Or the Bartzilla.
I would do the Bartman one. I like the Bartman one. I know that it's you're just pissing in the wind with the slingshot, but I kind of like that one because it's.
Aren't you happy it came
enough.
Up with that term, that analogy tonight, pissing in the wind?
Yeah.
For the that is. This is exactly what it is. If you play it, you're like, yeah, it's pissing in the wind. Just another piss bucket in the wind.
It's like pissing up a rope.
Finish him.
All right, everybody. This is where we're going to wrap up this show. And we are going to close
we're
out.
We're going to wrap up this fucking year. Thank God. See you fucking later, 2020. Suck a dick.
We're closing out the year. We're closing out this themed month. We're going to start fresh next month. But before we do anything, Goobs, we have to shout out our motherfucker patrons.
Oh, thank God you've been around this 2020, getting us through it. Fucking love our patrons. Thank you so much. The rest of the year can suck a fucking wang.
That's not true. I mean, unless you like sucking wang, then
no, the rest of the year can suck a wang. Not the rest of the people, not I don't mean anyone but patrons can suck a wang, just the year itself can suck a wang.
Oh, gotcha.
No, I don't mean like all of our listeners or our patrons, like, hey, if you're not a patron, suck a wang. Don't make me be out to be that guy.
Okay, so you can go to patreon.com/badsecretmedia. You can join our Patreon. Just for $1, you can get all of our extra episodes. And then anything above that, you get these special shout-outs. Goobs, what is the theme of the shout-outs this episode?
Well, there's only one way to end out this one, and it's Simpsons characters.
You are about to be matched up with a Simpsons character.
So if you don't like it, I'm sorry.
You can eat our shorts.
Got them.
All right. So let's start this off with Trey Dishman.
Trey Dishman will be Principal Skinner.
Oh, very nice. We got Angel Sanchez.
Angel Sanchez can be Hans Molman.
Molly Smith.
Molly Smith can be Edna Krabappel.
Chris Copeland of the Retro Hangover Podcast.
Well, that's fucking Barney Gumble. We have many talks about beer.
We've got a new patron. We have Keith Gasper from the Main Quest Podcast.
Groundskeeper Willie.
We've got Caleb.
Oh, Caleb, Sasha Bob.
What about Fat Shag?
Fat Tony.
Ooh, nice.
Mobster.
And then last but not least, we got Mass Lama.
Guess what I'm going to pick for him?
Who do you got?
Santa's Little Helper.
I knew it! Perfect. Okay, so those are our patrons. Again, we have a bunch of cool extra content that goes up on our Patreon. Go to patreon.com/badsecretmedia, or you can go to badsecretmedia.com, and guess what? This is also the one-year anniversary of the creation of Bad Secret
Media. Congratulations.
I'm pretty proud of that. So, it's been launched one year ago.
Thank you to all of our patrons for fucking helping us out and going to the site and helping our show go along.
Yes. Yes, sir. So, Goobs and I have other shows. You can go to badsecretmedia.com to get all the links to those shows and to everything that has to do with this show. Goobs, we have a Twitter and Instagram at Secret Levels Pod. We have a Facebook. We have a Facebook page. Goobs, we have our own Twitter and Instagrams. Mine is both at Toby Von Doom. What's yours, Goobs?
Mine's Goobs at GoobsWN.
Yes, sir. And you know what? There's another place that you can get a hold of us. If you can't get a hold of us on Twitter,
this is a special
Instagram,
place.
Facebook,
it's down
whatever.
In our cockles. You can go to motherfucking Discord. The link's in the show notes below. Come join the family. Everyone's going to give you a nice fucking welcome. And we play games in there. We shoot the shit and post some gifts. So there's non-safe for work shit. So you can, if you want to get dirty up in that.
Up in that.
Yeah, come join, be a part of the crew, and we have a lot of fun in that chat room. So
yeah, we've had it.
If you want to really experience, go on, Toby.
We've had a couple of new people jump in here lately, and
they jumped in and like they're part of the family. Wouldn't even know they haven't been there the whole time. It's fucking awesome. So come in, jump in, be a part of the crew, and experience the full level effect. And it's the easiest way to get a hold of me and Toby as well.
Yes, sir.
Because I'll jump in chat all the time. I'm getting tongue-tied because I'm so fucking excited. But if I see someone in chat, I'll jump in fucking chat. And I'll be like, okay, what's up, man? And I'll just start shooting the shit. And who knows? It could be a 10-minute conversation. It could be a 2-hour conversation. Depends if Jenny's home or not and lets me talk that long.
Mom's home. We're going to get off.
No, it's not mom's home. Like, Jenny will talk to people, too, because a lot of people are excited for the first lady levels to fucking to hear her voice and talk. Like, a lot of people don't know we're actually married.
What? Y'all are married? No, she's the first level of she's the first.
She's the first level of ladies, eh, Toby?
So.
You were about to say that.
Yeah. Well, and we also, if you want to support the show, besides our Patreon, besides our Discord, you can support us by buying a t-shirt. Where, Goobs?
Go to tbobook.com/user/secretlevels and get one of our beautiful t-shirts put on one of your beautiful chests.
That's right.
Or you get tapestries, cool mugs, designs. All sorts of shit. You can get masks. You want a mask?
Tapestries.
Tapestry, pour tapestry on your face, cut eye holes in it, fucking off you go.
Hell, they're so big you could use them as sheets for your bed.
Yeah, that's cut funny. Eye holes in them and fucking off you go. Social distance sex is cut two eye holes in the top eye hole near your wiener or vagina parts, and then off you go to the races. Social distance sex made safe by secret levels. The more you know. It's like having sex with a ghost.
That's how I always feel like I'm having sex with a ghost. Because no one's there!
Game over, folks.
The most unsportsmanlike conduct on Game Boy.
Bart versus the Juggernaut.
Yes.
Best superhero performance on NES. Bart Man meets Radioactive Man.
Yes.
Best performance on SNES. Oops.
Bart's Nightmare. I don't believe it.
Hi, you little.
Look for a winning Simpsons video game for every system.
Don't forget Krusty's Funhouse.
Look, only touch me and it's winning.
Oh.
Rats are invading Krusty's Funhouse on NES, SNES, and Genesis. Lead the varmints into traps and crusterize the little stinkers with help from Trapmaster Bart.